The witness list today is Dr. Gerald Hill, who is the president of the Association of American Indian Physicians of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We'll call on him first. But before I do, Dr. Rubidoux, do you have family members that you wish to introduce today who are with you?
This webcast later.
All right. Well, we wish her well as well. So, Dr. Hill, why don't you proceed, and then we will recognize Dr. Rubidoux.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chairman Dorgan, Vice Chairman Barasa, who's now missing, and the members of the committee. My name is Dr. Gerald Hill. I'm a member of the Klamath Tribe of Oregon and a practicing emergency physician in St. Paul, Minnesota. I am also the elected president of the Association of American Indian Physicians, a national nonprofit organization made up exclusively of American Indian and Alaska Native physicians. It is a great honor to be here today to introduce and express our support for Dr. Yvette Rubidoux in her nomination for Director of the Indian Health Service. The mission of the AAIP is to pursue excellence in Native American health care by promoting education in the medical disciplines, honoring traditional healing practices, and restoring the balance of mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Rubidoux, a Harvard-trained physician, is a member of the association and one of our finest examples. She has earned a national reputation for excellence in all of her professional endeavors. Dr. Rubidoux's Native heritage and understanding of the community, as well as her development into a respected leader, physician, teacher, mentor, and colleague, will provide with strong foundation should she be confirmed as director of the Indian Health Service. Further, Dr. Rubidoux has witnessed the challenges of Indian health firsthand. Her work as a physician in the Indian Health Service for the San Carlos Apache Tribe and in the Gila River Indian community required that she not only understand Western medicine, but also how to apply this knowledge in Native communities. Dr. Rubidoux is among the most intelligent and dedicated people I have ever met. She has worked as a primary care physician in Native communities, led Native people in the fight against diabetes, mentored Native students, advised tribes and government agencies, and as president of the AAIP, served as a leader for Native physicians. I have witnessed Dr. Rubidoux in discussion with tribal leaders in several settings. She shows the proper respect and interacts with them in familiar ways, has the courage to speak frankly and honestly to all, and always from her heart. It is Dr. Rubidoux's breadth of work in all these areas that sets her apart and will lead to an outstanding career as Director of the Indian Health Service. Dr. Rubidoux's most outstanding work is her leadership and passion in the fight against the diabetes epidemic. I know this committee is keenly aware of Dr. Rubidoux's integral role in the implementation and the multiple reauthorizations of the Special Diabetes Program for Indians, which provides funding for 399 IHS, tribal, and urban diabetes programs across the nation. Such accomplishments are what make Dr. Rubidoux an outstanding choice for Director of the Indian Health Service. Dr. Rubidoux represents, for Native people, hope and intelligence, compassion and caring, education and achievement, and more. She represents the best that Indian people have to offer to our communities and the nation. I cannot think of another person more suited to lead the Indian Health Service. On behalf of the Association of American Indian Physicians, we sincerely appreciate this opportunity to introduce Dr. Yvette Rubidoux to the committee and support her nomination. The vast scope of her knowledge and experience, combined with her passion and commitment to the health and well-being of Native communities, uniquely qualify her for the position of Director of the Indian Health Service. Thank you for the privilege and honor of introducing this outstanding Native woman to the committee.
Dr. Hill, thank you very much for your comments. We've been joined by the former chairman of this committee, Senator McCain. Senator McCain, I'm about to recognize Dr. Rubidoux for an opening statement. Would you like to have an opening statement?
Could I just mention that obviously we're very pleased to have Dr. Rubidoux, but also I think it's worthy of mention she currently is at the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the University of Arizona, and we're very proud of your work, and we're very proud and appreciate the many contributions you've made. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator, everyone is trying to claim her at the moment. South Dakota, and her mother is a member of the Standing Rock tribe that adjoins North Dakota. So we've all been very complimentary of Dr. Rubidoux. Dr. Rubidoux, why don't you proceed with your statement, following which you will entertain questions.
Thank you, Chairman Dorgan, Vice Chairman Barasso, and members of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. My name is Dr. Yvette Rubidoux, and it is an honor to appear before you today as President Obama's nominee to be the next director of the Indian Health Service. I'm a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, which is my father's tribe, and I'm also a part Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which is my mother's tribe. I have a long history with the Indian Health Service, first as a patient, then as a physician, and a medical administrator. If confirmed, I look forward to working with your committee to do whatever we can to improve health care for American Indians and Alaska Natives. Even though we face enormous challenges in this time of hope and change, I believe we have a unique opportunity to begin the difficult work of restoring health and wellness to American Indian and Alaska Native communities. I am grateful for all that your committee has done to improve the health of American Indians and Alaska Natives. I know you understand the significant challenges facing the Indian Health Service. It is a healthcare system that is confronted with all of the same challenges facing the U.S. healthcare system today. But the Indian Health Service, which is different from all other agencies in the Department of Health and Human Services, also faces unique challenges. The Indian Health Service was established to meet the federal trust responsibility to provide health care to members of federally recognized tribes. The mission of the Indian Health Service is to raise the physical, mental, social, and spiritual health of American Indians and Alaska Natives to the highest level. However, this task has become increasingly difficult over time. Rapid population growth, increased demand for services, skyrocketing medical costs, difficulty in recruiting and retaining healthcare professionals, long waits for referral services, and the growing burden of chronic diseases such as diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease have created a significant strain on a system that is struggling to maintain current levels of services and in some areas faces reductions in services and potential closures. Despite these challenges, I see evidence of hope and change. As I mentioned, I have a long history with the Indian Health Service. I have seen up close the challenges of providing health care to this population with limited resources. However, I have also worked on a variety of projects and national initiatives over the past 16 years that have shown me the great potential that exists in the system to improve access to and the quality of health care. I know that thousands of committed and dedicated career staff in the Indian healthcare system work hard every day to provide healthcare to their patients under difficult circumstances. And I know that many facilities and programs in the Indian Health Service have implemented innovative programs and have helped solve some of our greatest administrative challenges at the local level. We need to do more to learn from those successes and apply those lessons to other programs in the system. In addition, with the new administration, strong allies in Congress, and renewed focus and energy on health reform from members of both parties, we have an opportunity to bring change to the Indian Health Service. President Obama is committed to ensuring that our first Americans have access to high-quality health care. Even as a senator, he supported increased Indian Health Service funding and passage of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act. New leadership in the Department of Health and Human Services will provide desperately needed support and direction. Congress has already passed legislation, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, that included critical resources for Indian country. And many members have demonstrated a commitment to doing even more. And in listening sessions held with tribes during the presidential transition, I heard a great call for change and for a renewed effort to improve health care for our people. With this outpouring of support, I cannot help but feel we are at a unique moment in time where we have the potential to make great strides towards fulfilling the mission of the Indian Health Service and towards improving the health of American Indians and Alaska Natives. I am ready to serve and work with you to improve health care for American Indians and Alaska Natives. If confirmed, I plan to focus on four priority areas. First, I plan to renew and strengthen the Indian Health Service's partnership with tribes. I believe the only way we can restore our communities to health is to work in partnership with them. Toward that end, I intend to work with tribes to review the existing tribal consultation process and to find ways to make that process more meaningful so that we can work more closely together on the difficult challenges and decisions that face us in the coming years. Second, as a part of the effort to reform our national health system, I plan to begin discussions with tribes, our healthcare providers, and our patients on how we can bring reform to the Indian Health Service. We need to undertake a comprehensive review of our system to determine how to better meet the needs of our patients within the parameters of both broader reform effort and the available resources in our system. With respect to both quality and delivery of care, I hope we can look at what we are doing well and do more of it, as well as understand what we are not doing well and come up with specific solutions. There may be difficult decisions ahead, but I am confident that in partnership with our tribes and with Congress, this administration can and will make the right decisions. Third, if I am confirmed, I plan to make improving the quality and access to care a primary goal of all of our work in the Indian Health Service. This has been a central goal of my work ever since I decided to become a physician, and I believe it is a primary wish of our patients. In order to restore their confidence in our system, we have to demonstrate that we provide high-quality care they know they deserve. We need to implement more strategies to increase access to care in our system, to improve the quality of clinical services that we provide, and just as important, to provide better customer service. Finally, we need to ensure that what we do to improve the Indian Health Service is transparent and accountable, and that we are as fair and inclusive as possible in considering the needs of all of our patients, whether they are seen in IHS direct facilities, tribally managed programs, or urban Indian health programs. I know we can make strides to improve care in the Indian Health Service. I have seen the best of what we can do in my work as co-director of the Coordinating Center of the Special Diabetes Program for Indians Demonstration Projects. This $27.4 million annual congressional appropriation created a grant program to translate scientific evidence into real-world diabetes and cardiovascular disease prevention programs. This successful initiative has proven that when the Indian Health Service and tribal and urban Indian programs are given needed resources and adequate technical assistance and support, they can step up to the plate, implement a complex set of evidence-based services, evaluate their activities, and deliver positive outcomes that exceed everyone's expectations. These programs demonstrated that the Indian health system has the potential to markedly improve the quality of health care it provides if given the support it needs to be successful. I realize that we face enormous challenges and that this work will not be completed in days, weeks, months, or even years. But if confirmed, I am ready to begin the important work of bringing change to the Indian Health Service. I know our patients are ready for it, and I know there are many tribal leaders, Indian healthcare staff, and providers who have ideas for how we can achieve that goal. I am confident that we can all work together in this effort, and I will rely on the guidance and support of this committee as we move forward. Again, thank you for the opportunity to have a conversation about American Indian and Alaska Native healthcare today. I'm happy to answer any questions.